Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. How many of us desire the presence of God in our lives? Let me see your hands. Come on, wave to Jesus. Wave to Jesus. You want the glory of God to descend on your life? Wave to Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we ask that as we worship you, you descend and give us your power.
Let me walk in your glorious light. The Bible says that God's plan for us are good and not of evil, to bring us he
King of Kings, every tribe and nation. We are here to share His love, a true universe, a true
As our praises rise all over this place, Father, we thank you for your presence.
Let it rise, let it rise, as our praises fill the sky. Let it rise, let it rise, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let it rise, let it rise,
as the praise
fills
the sky.
Let your glory rise. Glory of the Lord rises. Glory rise.
Glory rise.
We sing.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory rise. We lift it up. All glory belongs to you. Let it
rise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Psalm 34, verse 4 says, I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces I never covered with shame. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Taste and see. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. Hallelujah. We're talking about the goodness of God. We started on Monday, and we're going to continue how to taste the goodness of God. Hallelujah. We believe in the goodness of God, but do we know how to taste the goodness of God in our own lives? Hallelujah. Our God is good. Our God is good. He is better than good. He's a good God. If you know him and love him, wherever you are, hallelujah, you will say, amen. Hasn't he been good to you? Hallelujah. Good to your children. Good to your family. He is good yesterday, today, and forever. He's a good God. He's a good God on our best days. He's a good God on our worst days. He is a good God. When we understand life circumstances, he's a good God. When we do not understand life circumstances, he's still a good God. His goodness is forever. He never changes. Now, let's look. Now, you might know of the goodness of God, but do you really know what it's like to taste and see that the Lord is good? Hallelujah. Psalm 34, verse 8, I just read it. Just think about the difference between knowing about something and experiencing it for yourself. When you taste or see something, isn't just something you heard about or believe. It's something that you have experienced. You can testify to its truth. Hallelujah. You have experienced it. If you hear about it, it's different, but when you experience it, you can testify to its truth. Let's look for example. If you see a big chocolate cake, well, you believe it existed and even seen others enjoying it. People telling you about it. Oh, this is so nice. This is so good. Is it real or tangible in your life until you have tasted it? So you're looking at it. You see it. It looks beautiful. But for you to experience it, you have to take a piece and put it in your mouth. Maybe you believe God is good, but you are not sure he'll be good to you or that he'll be good to you in every area of your life. God is good in your health, in your family, in your finances, in every single area of your life. Maybe you know he's the giver of good and perfect gifts, and you see them operating in the lives of others. But are you expecting to see them in your own life more than just occasionally? Taste and see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. The goodness of God doesn't come and go with the seasons. God is always good, and he desires to bless you, to bless us, to heal us, to deliver us, to prosper us, have day of our lives. If you are a Christian and you are not enjoying life, you are not doing it right. Jesus said, I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance. God wants us to enjoy this life. God wants us to enjoy this life. He came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. I could go on and on about the goodness of God if this were testimony time. Oh my God, the goodness of God. God is good. But my brothers and sisters, if you're not expecting and experiencing the fullness of the blessings of God in every part of your life, even the tiniest part, it's time for a change. But you have to learn how to taste the goodness of God. Hallelujah. It's time, and I'm sure you have experienced the goodness of God, but you want this to be tangible. Hallelujah. Amen. Because his goodness, even when we look at the goodness of God, is, oh my God, I could go on and on. The first step I will tell you, renew your mind to the goodness of God. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Romans 12, verse 2. You might think you got it covered when it comes to understanding the goodness of God. But if you really want to press into his goodness, start by accepting that you might have something more to learn. Most of us have been exposed to religion, the kind that says you can't depend on the goodness of God. the kind that says God sends sickness and poverty to teach you something or for his glory. Or maybe you even believe in his goodness, but deep down, you aren't expecting to taste every morsel of it. It's surprising the number of people who can read scriptures and determine God to be anything but good. Anyone really needs to do to come to the right conclusion about God's nature is to look at the action of his son, Jesus Christ. If traditions and religions have robbed you of the goodness of God, or if you live hesitant to expect all his goodness for the fear of disappointment, it's time for you to press the reset button. Even if you've been your very own enemy, convincing yourself that you sometimes or somehow are unworthy of the goodness of God. Some people think they're unworthy of the goodness of God. It is not too late. You can renew your mind to the goodness of God. Start today getting rid of those traditions and wrong thoughts away from the truth. Get out your Bible and let God himself tell you through his own word. And he is the God who heals you. Exodus 15:26. Dig into the scriptures and discover for yourself that he is the God of mercy. Psalm 86:5. For you are good and ready to forgive. For you, Lord, are good and ready to forgive and abundant in mercy to all those who call upon you. Psalm 86:5. Loving kindness. Jeremiah 9:24. Is the God of mercy, loving kindness. Let's look at Jeremiah 9:24. And let him who glorifies glory in this, that he understands and knows me. I am the Lord exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. But in these I delight, says the Lord. And compassion. He's the God of compassion. Psalm 45:8 says, the Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and great in mercy. Hallelujah. Begin renewing your mind today. Look over scriptures about the goodness of God. Stop doubting God. Maybe perhaps he's promised you A, B, C, like he always promised us. But you got to believe that he is good. You got to renew your mind by reading the verses on the goodness of God. Let me give you a few of these verses for you to look at in your spare time. Hallelujah. About the goodness of God. Hallelujah. And in fact, there's so many of them, I probably will have to text you or email you these scriptures. Put your doubts to rest and open your heart to receive the truth about Abba Father. Renew your mind to the goodness of God. It is the only thing that can set you free. Renew your mind. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. You have to believe and receive. When you believe, you receive, and you will see the tangible goodness of God in your life. Number two, believe you will see the goodness of God. And we have lost heart unless I believe and I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Psalm 27, verse 13. If you want to taste the goodness of God, you need to believe you will see the goodness of God in your life. It is not enough to believe it exists. You can believe $1 million exists without believing you see it in your life. You need to get to a place where you're expecting it. You cannot see the goodness of God unless you believe he is a good God who gave every good and every perfect gift to his children. He does not change like shifting shadows. He is good now, yesterday, today, and forevermore. James 1:17. Let's look at James 1:17. Every good and perfect gift comes from the Father, who does not change like shifting shadows. He is good. So everything he releases is good to you. You are his daughter. You are his son. Hallelujah. The goodness of God for those who love him. Hallelujah. God is not holding back any good things from anyone. Corinthians 2:9-10 say, I have not seen nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. He has things in store for you that you cannot even imagine. My God, just to think about that scripture, it should make you jump up and down. That's the thing about it, if you believe. Hallelujah. The Hebrew word shalom, which the Lord used to sing frequently to bless his people, means to have wholeness in your life, spirit, soul, and body. It means you have nothing missing, nothing broken. God knows is the way things ought to be. And that is the way he wants them to be. Not just for a few people, but for everyone. God, goodness, the Lord is good to all. Psalm 145, verse 9. Hallelujah. The Lord is good to all. Hallelujah. Not just one person. And the Bible tells us in Luke 12:32, no good thing, and in Psalm 84 verse 11, no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. It is the Father's good pleasure to give us good things. God is for us. His word is the truth. Do not doubt God. If you want to experience his goodness, if you want his goodness to manifest in your life, hallelujah, tangible that you can taste it, believe it. Renew your mind. Believe it. Don't lose heart. God is good and he's faithful. And if you believe, you will taste and see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Hallelujah. You want to taste and see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Receive, number three, receive the goodness of God. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. Psalm 84, verse 11. He will withhold no good thing. The verse plainly says that God isn't in the business of withholding things from those who live according to his word. If we live according to his word, those promises are for us. Hallelujah. He does not withhold his goodness. Hallelujah. Nothing once you renew your mind and you believe that you will see the goodness of the Lord, all that is left is for you to receive, to taste and see. You need to taste and see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. God wants you to taste and see the goodness. In fact, he wants to release his goodness in every area of our lives, not just one area, not because you want him to heal you. That's his goodness. No, but he wants to make you whole. Many people, they have problems receiving from God because they do not have the understanding of the goodness of God. When you have the understanding and you get that revelation, you will begin to receive it in your spirit. It is the foundation of our faith in him. Maybe you've been a believer for many years. You have enjoyed the blessings of eternal salvation. You know you are headed for heaven. You have already tasted the goodness of the Lord in some areas of your life. Praise God for that. But wouldn't you like to go further in your walk with him? Wouldn't you like to be bolder and more daring in your faith? Think of the times when you sense the Lord calling you to do something new, to make a change in your life. Like Peter, you heard the voice of the Master calling you across the water of life to new levels in him. You heard him say, come. You wanted to step out of your little comfort zone and walk on the water, but you didn't. You see, to experience the full goodness, you got to be ready to walk in faith. You cannot be afraid. Don't let fear stop you. Peter saw the wind and the wave in the circumstances that were happening. So what happened? He began to sing. He became scared. But he reached out and he said, and he called on out to Jesus, and Jesus reached out his hand and pulled him back up. Sometimes we get so pride and so full of pride, and we don't want to call on Jesus. We want to do it our way, do it. Sometimes we are so comfortable where we are. We don't want to stretch out. This is a season that you have to be willing to step out of that boat. And do not look at the storm. Look at Jesus, regardless of your problem. I don't care what you're facing. Keep your eyes and focus on Jesus. Do not let fear stop you. Let taste the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Feed your heart on that goodness until your confidence grows and you know you can trust him with every part of your life. You can trust God. Don't shut him off in your mind with traditions of men, unbelief, fear, and sin. If things aren't working, we need to consider our ways, not God. If we are disobedient, we need to make adjustments. If not, we need to walk by faith and not by sight until circumstances change. Until you settle the fact that God is good and you can trust him with your life, your faith is never going to be great because you will always draw back in fear. and you will be afraid to take that step. And we do not need to be comfortable. We need to take a step of faith. Maybe you have not done ABC and God has told you to do it. Why haven't you taken that step? You will always be thinking, what if he doesn't come through for me? What if he is not listening to me? What if he asks me to do something that will harm me in some way? No, God is good. He will not ask you to do something that will harm you. Hallelujah. Once your heart grasps the goodness of God, you wouldn't be plagued by those questions because you are covered in. And you know it's a fact. He will never hurt you. He will never leave you. He will never let you down. Do you believe that? God will never, never leave you. It's time for you to receive the goodness of God. God is already ready to pour out his goodness. He has no respecter of persons. But some people have more capacity to receive his goodness. And you know why? Because they are prepared for it. They believe his word. He's no respecter of person. His goodness is for all his kingdom citizens. But are you prepared to receive it? Those who receive all the goodness, they believe his word. They act on his word more. These people expect more, and they are receivers. Some people come and you go to church, you don't receive because you're not focused. Anyone can be a receiver of his goodness. And we all can increase our capacity to receive. All it takes is going from one faith, from faith to faith, hearing the word, believing the word, speaking the word, acting on the word with each step increases, renewing your mind, believing and receiving are all you need to taste the goodness of God in every single part of your life. It's time to just stop watching others enjoy every morsel of his goodness. It's time for you to start experiencing for yourself the goodness of the Lord. So put a piece of God's goodness on your plate. Pick up the fork, dig in the taste, and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you for your word, renewing our mind, believing and receiving. And so, Father, we receive this morning the goodness of Almighty God in every area of our lives. In the name of Jesus, receive the goodness of God, physical, spiritual, emotional, in our lives, the goodness of God in your finances, the goodness of God will heal you, the goodness of God. Oh God, let our children experience the goodness of God. Lord, I pray this morning that you pour your goodness upon my husband, oh God. You pour your goodness upon Tina, oh God. Let her taste and see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Pour your goodness upon El. Let him taste and see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Pour your goodness upon Ricky. Let him taste and see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Oh God, pour your goodness into Crystal's life. Let her taste and see the goodness of God in the name of Jesus. Let me taste and see the goodness in every area of my life. Let everyone in this ministry taste and see the goodness of the Lord in every area of their lives. Even when we read the word, we get the goodness of God when we have understanding, when we have revelation, and we can apply the word. Oh God, let us taste and see the goodness of God in the land of the living, in every area of our lives, in our emotions. Let us taste and see the goodness of God. Hallelujah. When we are weak, let us taste and see the goodness of God, because he's strengthening us. When we are sick, let us taste and see the goodness of God. He's our healer. He healed all our diseases and sicknesses. Let us taste and see the goodness of God when we do not have money. Let us taste, because, hallelujah, he took poverty and gave us wealth. Let us taste and see the goodness of God when we are fearful. His goodness is faith and trust in him completely and totally. Let us taste and see the goodness of God in our jobs. Lord, oh God, let us taste and see the goodness of God. The goodness of God will raise us up. The goodness of God will take us from glory to glory. The favor, let the goodness of God shield us with your goodness, oh God. Let us walk in the goodness of God. The goodness of God, release your goodness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for your goodness to rest upon, says Mariana. Your goodness will rest upon Mariama. In the name of Jesus, let your goodness rest upon her mother. Let your goodness rest upon her children and her grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, let your goodness rest upon her in every area of her life. Your goodness, oh God, your goodness. Let your goodness, oh God, rest upon Sister. Your goodness rest upon her. Rest upon her children. Rest upon her grandchildren. The goodness rest upon her, even in her job, wherever. Yet let the goodness of God pour into her fullness and overflow. For increase the goodness of God when she is fearful, give her faith. The goodness of God when she lacks, provide for her exceedingly abundantly, above all that she can think or act of. The goodness of God when she lacks understanding of what's going on, release your goodness by releasing your spirit of understanding. Release your goodness by giving her courage to move on. Release your goodness. Oh God, release your goodness. Oh God, pour your goodness upon Mother Somerville. Oh God, your goodness, pour it an overflow. Oh God, let her feel the tangible goodness, taste it in the land of the living. Your goodness, oh God, hallelujah, upon Mother Somerville. Your goodness upon Fatmata, oh God, your goodness, oh God. Upon Allison and her family, her husband and her children, let them taste and see the goodness, taste your goodness, oh God. Oh God, your goodness, oh God, Lord. Pray, oh God, your goodness, today we want to taste that goodness. Hallelujah. Goodness of God. In Jesus' name, goodness of God, let it be activated and manifested in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, hallelujah, praise the Lord. And Lord, we just want to thank you for your goodness being established in our lives. Oh, Father, we thank you, we praise you for your goodness resting upon each and every one of us, as we taste and see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we pray this morning. We lift up, Mother Somerville, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. We lift up, Mother Somerville, O God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Hear her, O God. Heal her, O God. Deliver her, O God. Set her free, O God, in the name of Jesus. O Father, help Mother Somerville in all that she has to do, O God. Touch her heart in the name of Jesus. We command her heart to function the way God has said it should function in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we pray, oh God, to heal in the name of Jesus. Touch her, oh God. Oh, Father God, heal her, oh God. Touch her, oh God, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, oh God. Father, make her whole, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we bind the spirit of infirmity, O God. By the stripes of Jesus, O God, Mother Somerville is healed. Father God, you be that doctor, O God. In the name of Jesus, we cover her with the blood of Jesus, the hospital, the room, with the blood of Jesus. And Lord, I pray, O God, also for Denise Allison's daughter. Father God, I thank you for healing her in advance, oh God, because I know you have done it. And so, Lord, we give you the glory. We give you the honor, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let the swelling go down in the brains, oh God. Father God, we command the brains to function 100%, oh God, the way you ordain the brains to function in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we pray, Lord, that you will make her completely whole, oh God, that she will be able to come home, oh God. Father God, we come against every sickness, even the other ones that wants to come up, oh God. We cancel it through the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. And we superimpose complete and total healing for Denise. Complete and total healing. For Mother Somerville, complete and total healing for all those that are here that are not well this morning or do not feel up to it, oh God. And Father God, sometimes many times we don't even know what's happening in our body. But you see, you know it, oh God. So there, I pray that if there's any irregularities in our bodies, Father God, I ask you to heal us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, heal our bodies, oh God. Heal our bodies in the name of Jesus. We command the cells, the tissues, the organs, the systems to come into alignment with the word of God. By the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are healed. Father, there are many people suffering for emotional healing. Lord, I ask you to heal emotions, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Father God, and teach us to love and forgive one another that as you have forgiven us, O God. Let us walk in your grace. Let us walk in your love. Bind us together in the name of Jesus with your course of love. Let us walk in your truth, O God. We shall know the truth, and the truth will set us free. So, Father God, I pray, O God, that you continue to touch us, oh God, even through this weekend, oh God. Every second, every minute, every hour of our lives, be a shield of protection around us. Glorify yourself in our lives. In the name of Jesus, thank you for this wonderful and beautiful day you have made. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Lord, we pray as we are about to move forward to take the Holy Communion, O God. Oh, Father God, we pray this morning, oh God, for mercy. Lord, have mercy upon us, oh God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, oh God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory, oh God. And Lord, we cry out to you for mercy, 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 oh God. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, oh God. We do not want to take this holy communion, oh God, with bitterness, with unforgiveness in our hearts, with haughtiness and pride and sin, oh God, in our hearts. Holy Ghost, check us, oh God. Holy Spirit, we ask you to check us out. If there's anything that will hold us back, we ask you, Holy Spirit, to remove those things out of our lives. We want to do things that are pleasing to you and live for you, oh God. Oh, Father God, give us a heart of flesh and take away the heart of stone. Lord, we want to live pleasing to you every single day of our lives. And it is in that we hinder us, uprooted, show us what it is. And Lord, we surrender those things to you, Lord, and let the Holy Spirit help us in those areas of our lives in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. The blood of Jesus washed us and cleansed us from all unrighteousness in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, your words say, if we do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will you forgive us our trespasses. Father God, help us in everything that is holding us back. We lay at the feet of the cross. We surrender to you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We ask you to bless the Holy Sacrament as we are about to take it, oh God. We ask you to breathe on it, turn it from the natural to the supernatural in the name of Jesus. Father, let the DNA that is in the blood of Jesus supernaturally be released in the Holy Sacrament, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you. We invoke the covenant that is in the blood of Jesus upon our lives. We invoke the covenant that is in the blood of Jesus in our lives, the covenant in the bread, the body of Christ in every area of our lives. We surrender to you, Holy Spirit, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take it. This is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. You may partake of your bread or your crackers that represents the body of Christ in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 After the same manner also, he took the cup and he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. You may partake of your water or your juice that represents the blood of Jesus. Eat this bread and drink this cup. You do show the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat up that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. But if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Therefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, carry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we receive all the unlimited blessings and breakthroughs in the Holy Sacrament, Holy Communion. But most importantly, O God, we want to renew our minds to come closer to Jesus. We want a deeper relationship with you, not a form, tangible relationship with Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, and we bless you. Lord, this morning, O God, hallelujah, I pray the Sabbath blessings upon each and every one of us this morning in the name of Jesus, that we can rest in your presence, O God, that we can rest in your presence, O God. In the name of Jesus, Father, I lift up those who have lifted up offering, and those, Lord, that sent their offering on Sunday, or sometimes send it during the month, whatever way they send it, Lord. I ask you, God, whether it's monthly, weekly, whatever it is, to this, Lord, I ask you to bless the offering. I ask you to bless those, O God, that have given the offering unto your kingdom, O God. In the name of Jesus, I pray for multiplication and fruitfulness in their lives, O God, in the name of Jesus. O Father God, we pray, O God, a thousandfold blessing upon them and their children, O God, and a generation, O God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that you will bless them, O God, that you will bless them exceedingly, abundantly, above all that they can think or ask of. Sometimes, Lord, people think when they give offering, they be blessed financially. Not in all cases, O God. Sometimes someone might need a kidney, and because of this seed that they sowed, O God, and because of their faithfulness in your kingdom and obedience, O God, that person might come way up on the list. You open doors. You do promotion. You bless us in so many numerous ways. You save our children when they should have been dead. Oh, Father God, our grandchildren, sometimes there's so many ways we cannot just say one way, but God, you are multidimensional. And so, Lord, let us have the mindset that you bless us in a multidimensional way that will go from one generation to the next generation. And we receive the multidimensional blessings and breakthroughs in our lives and in this ministry. We thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we have prayed. Amen. With the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest, remain, and a abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Jesus' name, amen. I have to go on another prayer line. I will send you the number if you want to. I'll be on at 7 o'clock. Hallelujah. So if you want to come on, we're going to be doing some great prayer points at the beginning of this month. So I'm going to just send the number to everybody. If you want to come, you can come. I'll be on at 7 a.m. God bless you.